I'm afraid it's away, and that's full time here at Ibrox. And in the Ladbrokes Championship match, it's Rangers 1, St Mirren 0. It was a late show from Rangers as Harry Forrester got the goal just inside the area. He crossed the ball across Jamie Langfield and nestled into the top corner of the net. And St Mirren had their chances through the likes of Lauren Shankland, Kyle McAllister, and also the likes of Stephen Marlin at the end there. It's bitter disappointment. Just sum up the game as you can, Stephen Buck.
I think if you look at this game from a neutral's point of view, you've got to say that the Rangers should have ran away with it. The amount of chances that, well, they didn't really create chances, but they had so much of the ball and they had so much of it in and amongst St Mirren's box that when they did eventually create a chance, it was more of a half chance because the effort was always going high and wide, apart from that one from Harry Forrester. And if you're St Mirren though, you've got to look at it as you've come to Ibrox, you've come to the most difficult place in the league this season, and you've put on an absolutely fantastic performance for 90 minutes, and you've been so unlucky, as a couple of other teams have been.
Well, the players just walking off the park, Alex Ray shaking the hands of the officials, and some of the St Mirren players as well, just make sure they keep their heads up from such a heartbreaking loss. And then you see Jamie Langfield, just disappointment, isn't it? Just cut across to Lewis McKenzie. Lewis, you've seen the game, what have you made of it?
Well, you know, you can see there that some of the St Mirren fans are just staying behind to applaud the players off the park, and rightfully so. You know, they actually played very well today, and they are unlucky not to get a draw at least, because I think they'd fully deserved that. But I think, you know, if we're being honest, I think if you come to Ibrox and you know, you push Rangers all the way till the end, and then you go off the pitch disappointed not to get anything, I think that's not bad, and it actually speaks a lot about how far St Mirren have gone, I think, under Alex Ray. You know, the fact that they can come here with confidence to go and get something, and they were very close to getting a point, and it had been fully deserved. So I think they can go off today and they can hold their head high, certainly, from that performance.
Thanks very much, Lewis. You'll be running around Ibrox with James Hunter, looking for a word with the likes of the manager and any other players. But it's just a bitter disappointment. It's another away loss for St Mirren, but it's a positive performance. But they really, really had chances. And the likes of, you know, my mind cast back, Stephen, to the likes of Kyle McAllister. He got into the Rangers area and he just couldn't pull that trigger. And the same was, can be said for Lauren Shankland.
Yeah, indeed. I think McAllister's chance has to go down as the biggest missed opportunity, because he got the touch perfectly, he got round the defender brilliantly just to set himself up, and then he took another touch, which is something that as a youngster you might get the chance to do in a developing game, and you might be able to get the shot away and score, but at this level you're not going to get that extra touch, you're going to have to hit it, and he's just unfortunate that he doesn't quite have the experience to do that.
Well, Kyle McAllister, it could have been his first goal for St Mirren in just three games for the Buddies. And then you look at the, you know, disappointment of that you know, moment in the game, but he played very well before he was taken off for Jordan Stewart.
He did, and I think what St Mirren have got to look at now is that Kyle McAllister has got to be one of the first names on the team sheet for the match against Falkirk on Tuesday, and you've got to be thinking, if he can perform anything like he did today, and he can get in these positions like he did against Dumbarton as well, you know, that he can create some good chances and he might even score, because Falkirk, although they've been doing really, really well this season, they aren't a Rangers, they aren't a Hibs. You know, St Mirren were 2-0 up at half time the last time they went to Paisley, so there is every chance that if St Mirren play well on Tuesday night that they could get another win.
Absolutely. I mean, you've just got to dust yourself down and pick yourself up from this bitter disappointment as Rangers win in the dying embers of the game, Harry Forrester getting the goal, and you can see just the heads drop. But it's Falkirk on Tuesday, and you know they were 2-0 up against Falkirk. It's just you can look back in the, I think it was September or October time, back in the early season under Ian Murray, but they lost it then. But it's a different St Mirren side Falkirk will be facing than they did back in the early days of the season.
Yeah, it is, and it's a stronger St Mirren side, because you look at the results that they've had since then. You know, they haven't lost to Dumbarton, they haven't lost to Alloa. They've been beating the teams that most people, when they look at this division, would think, oh, St Mirren are better than them. So under Ian Murray, they didn't quite get those results, and that, I think that's what's been the difference under Alec Ray, is that he's managed to get these results, and the bonus, I suppose, is that they're not conceding too many goals either.
Well, the stadium's just emptying at the minute, and we'll be looking to try and catch a word before we go off air with the manager, just to give his reaction from this loss against Rangers, his old club. But it was a spirited performance, almost a performance in the light of Alex Ray as a player.
Yeah, indeed, it's the first time he's come back to Rangers since for a good number of years, so he's done himself proud the way that he's set up his team, the way that he's been able to get what he has out of the players, and the fact that they were able to create those chances, I think it's something good for St Mirren. You know, if they can create them against the team that most people are going to argue, especially after recent results, are the best team in this division. Absolutely. Then they can take heart from it, and hopefully they can push on. You know, they don't have to go to Ibrox again, they don't have to go Easter Road again, they've got both of them in their own patch, so maybe they can pick up a result against them.
Well, just to switch gears a bit, just to let you know, if you're listening here on St Mirren Radio, on Tuesday evening, St Mirren obviously will play host to Falkirk, and the club are offering a £5 match ticket for students currently attending the University of the West of Scotland or West College Scotland. Just remember, this radio and TV programme that the club supports is run by students from the University of the West of Scotland. So, if you're a student and you want to come and experience the match atmosphere at the Paisley 2021 Stadium for just £5, all you need to do is send an email to tickets@stmirren.net with a picture of your valid ID card, known as student ID, and we'll arrange a ticket for the south stand to be available for you to collect and pay £5 for at the ground on the day of the match. Or alternatively, you can pop into St Mirren's ticket office and just show your student ID. If you're emailing, and then emails need to be received by no later than 2 p.m. on Tuesday the 1st of March 2016. That's Tuesday the 1st of March 2016. Tuesday night, if you're keeping track. So please note that the tickets are only £5, only available to students who email or buy in advance, and there will be no discounted tickets or discounted entry given to students who turn up on the night and have not emailed in advance. So that's a great scheme there for anyone who want to pop along and get as much fans into the ground, Stephen, as possible. How important is it that they, you know, pick themselves up from this and, you know, go again against Falkirk and the fans supporting them, and hopefully there'll be a lot there from either the UWS or West College of Scotland.
Yeah, indeed. I think the best thing is what you've got to look at is today's performance, that St Mirren have done really, 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 really good. If you're a student that wants to come along, okay, it's not always the best football that you get to see, but the pitch in Paisley is definitely a lot better than the pitch here at Ibrox, so they can play better on it, and hopefully they can get a good result against a good Falkirk team.
Well, it's no AstroTurf, so there'll be no controversy.
Yeah, definitely.
So, just looking ahead, you know, for St Mirren, you know, Falkirk, Wraith, Queen of the South, you know, chances again, you know, to, you know, get a good run of results. You know, that's two away games have lost narrowly. Queen of the South didn't get going. I think if they played Queen of the South today down in Dumfries with that performance, they would have certainly picked up 3 points.
Yeah, perhaps they would have, you know, because Queen of the South don't have the same kind of quality of players that Rangers do. I think what made the difference the last time they played them was a bit of a dodgy call from the referee, unfortunately. But it's just one of those things that happens in football, whereas today the difference was the quality of player. And if St Mirren, you know, they showed against Dumbarton, it was that moment of quality that got them the win. If they can reproduce that on more occasions on Saturday, on more occasions against Raith Rovers and against Queen of the South, you know, it's definitely got a good opportunity for them to get forward and get scoring.
And for Rangers' point of view, I'm not really sure if there's a contingent of Rangers fans listening here on St Mirren Radio, but over the next five games, you're at home four times, and when you look at that, they've got to seal this league.
Yeah, you think that, but The reason that they've got four home games in a row is because the Hibs game that was meant to be in the Monday night has been postponed because of the Scottish Cup match against Dundee. So they've always got to look at that game. It's a trip to Easter Road. It's a potential banana skin, although the way Hibs have been playing the last few weeks, it maybe isn't.
Absolutely. Not to focus too much on Rangers, but that's their first clean sheet in the league to St Mirren since 2010, so that's positive news for them. They've stopped the rot, but they also kept a clean sheet back in November. But St Mirren usually did score, but you could see they were holding out for that 0-0.
Yeah, that game back in November, you know, that was the first time St Mirren didn't score in Paisley for, I think it was 10 games, their longest run at the stadium. So, you know, I think it goes to show the quality that Rangers have got. But on the flip side, for St Mirren, you know, they did hold out for 85 minutes. They were unlucky. I don't think they deserved to lose today, certainly. Rangers will look at it differently, that it's got to be a two-point bonus for them that they've managed to get over the line yet again. You know, they haven't been scoring too many lately, but they've been keeping the clean sheet, and that's what's made the difference.
Absolutely. And the wait goes on for St Mirren fans. It's 23rd of November 1991, Kevin McGowan with a goal, and the wait goes on for a win here at Ibrox. And well, by the looks of it, probably Rangers will be playing in the Premiership next season, so it'll still be a while away before they can break that. But you know, in terms of, you know, the performance, Stephen, and we'll just hope to try and catch a word with Alex Ray at some point. It was just it was a really, really good performance, and you know, with such games coming up, they've just got to go another run as they did. You know, the home form's been excellent, so there's no reason why they can't go and beat Falkirk on Tuesday night.
Yeah, definitely not. You know, three home wins on the spin, two clean sheets in the last two home games. They've done four in a row before at this stadium, so there's no reason why they can't do four in a row again. Hopefully they can extend that even further. And if they could just, I think the main thing really is to remain unbeaten, especially when it's against it. You're not going to say that they're really fighting against Falkirk for that last playoff place, because you're looking at Morton, you're looking at Raith Rovers, and you're looking at Queen of the South. Really, are the three teams that are, they're just a wee bit ahead of St Mirren now after today's result, and
just got to go a run now.
Definitely. And when they've got a team, when they're playing Queen of the South and Raith Rovers in the next few games, you know, if they can get a good positive result against them, then they're definitely going to catch up on them.
Absolutely, Stephen Park, and your man of the match today was Keith Watson. Just how good a game did Keith Watson have for the St Mirren radio fans listening?
I think probably with the exception of the Alloa game when he scored, it's been his best game for the club since he's joined, so he can definitely be really, he can be confident that he's done really, really well today, and that he can put it back on the park again on Tuesday night. And He was everywhere on the park today as well. He was stopping shots, he was stopping crosses, he was winning the ball back and setting St Mirren on the counter attack. So he did really, really well.
He was absolutely excellent today. Keith Watson, absolutely superb performance from him. Really, one that's really taken to Alex Ray really well.
Yeah, he has. You know, he scored twice with Alex Ray being the since he's come on.
And we're just going to cut across to Lewis McKenzie, who is now with Alex Ray.
We're here by the St Mirren manager, Alex Ray. Alex, your team worked very hard today, but just that late goal. But what do you make of the overall performance today?
I was delighted in terms of the application and the spirit that the boys put into the game. And, you know, the manner in which we lost the goal was a slack pass back, putting my defender under pressure, and, you know, they culminated in their goal. So It was such a shame, by the way, considering what we'd actually put into the game. And, you know, I think we created a few chances as well in terms of we players kind of created a yard for ourselves, but they just didn't get the shot off quick enough. And at this level, you need to get your kind of do your action and then get the shot off just to work the goalkeeper. And I think there's so many positives to take today from the game. And, you know, this is such a body blow to lose one so late.
And you obviously gave Kyle McAllister a second start at this time at Ibrox. Did you say anything to him before the match, and, you know, a big occasion to come and play here?
No, the thing is, I think the good thing about Kyle getting minutes under his belt, particularly at a place like this of 40,000, is it'll be great for his development and things as well. He's just kind of tired. He had a game in midweek with Scotland, so we made the decision to change that. But he done well, the young kid. You know, he's finding his feet. To a man, I think most of the boys were kind of brilliant, and I'm a wee bit shell shocked to the fact is that, you know, we didn't see it out because I thought we'd done enough. Jamie's pulled off a couple of really decent saves, but you need that when you come to a place like Ibrox, and as I say, the manner in which you lost the goal was poor.
And you mentioned Jamie Langfield there. Obviously, he made some absolute top class saves. It must be good to have someone like that between the sticks.
Listen, there's one or two people who have been giving him a bit of stick, but in the main, he's been really solid for us. And, you know, he's pulled off two fantastic saves there. And, you know, we were grateful for that because it did keep us in the game. And as I said, I thought at that point we were going to continue. You know, I thought we were going to get that point.
And there's some great defensive work as well. Obviously, you could see the kind of effort applied being by the players themselves. Did you work on the kind of defensive work of the game during the week?
We worked on all different aspects from, you know, the last couple of days leading up to the game. We know how Rangers play, you know, the rotation, how they get the fullbacks wide, and I felt as if we caught it relatively well, and obviously disappointed not to come away with something.
And finally, just what can you kind of take from this game going ahead?
Well, no, there's lots of positives. I think in terms of the organisation, the shape, the work rate, the effort. So there's plenty of positives, and you know, but you know, they're bringing on some decent players there as well. You know, and freshening it up. And ultimately, I think it was one of them that scored in for us. So, but you know, we just need to dust ourselves down. We'll be back in tomorrow getting a recovery day under our belt with another big game on Tuesday.
That's great. Thanks very much, Alex.
Cheers.
Thanks very much, Lewis McKenzie there, catching up with Alex Ray post-match. It's Rangers 1, St Mirren 0 here at Ibrox. That's how it ended up. Harry Forrest on that goal. And Alex Ray, you can just hear the disappointment in his voice. He just thought there was a chance for St Mirren to get something out of this game, Stephen.
Yeah, there was a really big chance. And unfortunately, you know, they might not get another chance to do that against Rangers this season, but Ibrox anyway, and the way they played for 90 minutes, it's harsh on them.
Absolutely, it is harsh, and he gave a bit of praise there for Jamie Langfield there, and he's absolutely right in saying he does get a lot of stick, Jamie Langfield, and it's a bit unfair because in the time he's been with St Mirren, he's been mainly pretty solid for the buddies.
Yeah, he has been. I mean, every goalkeeper has their hairy moment every now and again, and every football fan will tell you that, but Jamie Langfield has, especially today, did absolutely fantastically. There was just nothing he could do about an absolutely top draw finish.
Absolutely was. If you've not seen the goal through any ways that you can, it's a wonderfully taken goal from Harry Forrester, and all credit is due to the Rangers man, and there's no denying it's just defending could have been better. And Gary Irvine in there, and just speaking to Gary Irvine, you know, he struggled to cope with Michael O'Halloran. He kind of recovered, but he'll be feeling disappointment that he just could have been better in that position.
I think it was tired legs at the end of the day, because, you know, the Rangers players are the fittest players in this league, and although St Mirren do their best to try and keep their players as fit as they can, when you're running around for 90 minutes and you're not on the ball and you're having to chase players down, it does get really, really tiring. And in the end, as Irvine had a choice of two things, you know, either clear it up the park or just put it out for a throw-in. And unfortunately, on this occasion, he's done what you would probably normally do, but it's been the wrong decision.
Well, thanks very much, Stephen Bark. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you here on St Mirren Radio, and it's been an absolute pleasure to have you, the listeners, on St Mirren Radio. It's not been the result that we would have wanted here at Ibrox, but it was always going to be tough. And ended Rangers 1, St Mirren 0 here in the Ladbrokes Championship match. But the performance was there. The defending was excellent, and there's still a lot more hope to go here in the Ladbrokes Championship. Remember, if you're a student at UWS, get in contact with the club before Tuesday, and you can get along to the Falkirk game for just £5. Thanks for listening here on St Mirren Radio. Ended Rangers 1, St Mirren 0.
St Mirren Radio.